弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
跟弟兄姊妹常见也不常见。
It seems like I see you often, but not often either.
非常感谢神给我们有今天这个早晨宝贵的时间在一起来交通主的话语。
We thank the Lord for this precious time this morning, for us to share on His Word.
好不好？让我们一起先来读几处主的话。
Let us read a few passages from the Word.
请我们先打开启示录。
Please turn to Revelation.
第一章。
Revelation chapter 1.
我们来读头三节的圣经。
Verses 1 through 3.
我念第一节，请我们弟兄念第二节，我们中文、英文这样轮着来。
We'll alternate between Chinese and English.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰。
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants, things which must shortly take place.And he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John.
约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的，都证明出来。
Who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ to all things that he saw.
念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的，都是有福的。因为日期近了。
Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near.
八节九节
Verse 8 and 9.
主神说，我是阿尔法，我是欧米伽，是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord.Who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份为神的道并给为给耶稣做的见证曾在那名叫巴摩的海岛上。
I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
请我们跳到前面约翰福音。
We'll turn to the Gospel of John.
约翰福音第一章。
Chapter
1. 我们念头五节。
The first five verses.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God.All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
十四节
Verse 14.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
好，我们圣经就读这么多。
I'll read so much.
我想对基督徒来讲，甚至对这个世界任何人来讲，
speaking of Christians and people in this world,
从我们进入21世纪
Since the time we enter the 21st century
一直到今天
Till today
短短的七年吧
There have been 7 short years
我想我们大家都有共同的感觉。
I think we have this mutual understanding.
911在纽约与华盛顿 DC 所发生的事情，不但对美国是一个巨大的震动。
The events of September 11th in New York and Washington DC not only caused a great disturbance for us.
这个震动影响到全世界。
This disturbance influenced the entire world.
它的影响是自深自远的。
And it's a deep and it's a far-reaching impact.
我们到今天都在战争的，美国是在战争的这个里面。
And so even till today, we are in war.
那么你再看自然界。
And you look at the natural world.
你看到Katrina.
And you see Hurricane Katrina.
你看到 tsunami.
And you see the tsunami.
你看到那个加州的火灾。
And you see the wildfires in California.
我们自己州的水灾。
And you see the floods in our own state.
这个一件的事情就像海浪一样冲击上来，一波未平，一波又起。
And so one after another, it's like the waves from the ocean that come in one after the other.
在我们生活的这个范围里头，你可以看到今天杀人简直就是可怕的，一个人可以杀32个人。
And in the realm of our own lives, it's very terrifying. You can see one person who can kill 32.
这是我是指很近的，在Virginia 发生的事情。
And this occurred at Virginia Tech.
那么我们自己 Carnation 这个在圣诞节的时候，一个爸爸把一家人全部杀光。
And in our own state at Carnation, there was a father who murdered his entire family.
有的是把自己的女儿全部淹死。
And some mothers will drown their daughters.
总而言之，我们所看见、所听见的，没有什么好消息。
And so, in other words, the things that we see and hear, there's no good news.
再看主自己的教会的近代史。
And then you see the Lord's Church today.
你不管到任何地方，你可以看到主很多很多的聚会，很多很多当年神所重用的这一些弟兄们。
Regardless of where you go, you see these churches that used to be used by the Lord and brethren who were used by God.
你就会发现有一天忽然间变了。
And you see that one day they all of a sudden changed.
教会的光景就进到一个黑暗的情形。
And the condition of the church has entered into darkness.
而且是越来每下愈况。
And further, it's going downhill day by day.
所以这些事情常常叫我们非常沮丧。
And so these events often cause us to despair.
你说外面的事情不 bother 你，但是你常常会发现这些事情来到你自己个人身上。
So even if you say outward things don't bother us, but these inward things, they will get to us.
家庭、个人都来到很多很多的危机。
And the family, the individual, we come to crises.
什么意思？
What does this mean?
其实如果你回到主的话语里头来看，
But if you turn to God's word and look, see.
主耶稣亲自告诉他的门徒。
Jesus told his disciples.
他回来之前有许多的兆头。
Before he comes, there'll be many signs.
中间有一个很重要的兆头，叫做如同妇人的产难。
And one of these signs is like the woman who is in childbirth, in labor.
那么他有这个所谓的birth pains, 就是阵痛。
And so this woman has birth pains.
小孩要来之前，母亲要经过一个很奇特的阵痛的一个状态。
Before the child is to be born, the mother will go through a very unique period of this pain.
Birth pains. 那么主耶稣在马太福音24章里头就用这个词汇来告诉他的门徒说：“你们注意看，当这些事情发生的时候，如果有阵痛的现象出现，你就知道时间近了。”
And so in Matthew 24, Jesus told his disciples that if you see these signs and there are these birth pains, then you know the time is near.
它的频率越来越多。
And his judgment is that it will increase.
No, 不是 judgment, 是它的 frequency.
The frequency.
然后它的深度越来越深。
And the intensity is deeper.
所以现在所发生的事情，它是往往是全球性的。
And so these events that occur often are global in nature.
所以我个人里头有一个很深的感觉，这些事情，圣经里面所讲的预言，都在我们这一代眼看它发生。
And so I have a deep impression that these things that happen, these prophecies from the Bible are occurring before our eyes.
因此我们每一个基督徒里头应该有一个警觉，时间不多了，日期近了。
And therefore, as Christians, we ought to have this awareness that the days are near and the end is coming.
所以我想，如果我们里面有这一个警觉的话，
And so if we have this awareness inside us,
那我们就必须来到主的话语里头来看，当这些事情发生的时候，主有什么样特别的话语为着他自己的教会。
Then we need to look to God's words to see what words he has for his church.
我今天很高兴站在我旁边的是这样一位年轻潇洒的弟兄。Come on.
I'm happy to be standing by such a young man here today.
我们大家都来到一个时间的关口。
Because we have all come to this this intersection in time.
什么意思？
What does this mean?
就是我们面临交棒的事情。
And that is we are facing the need to pass on the baton.
年长的弟兄到了这个年龄，我们就必须注意到下一代。
Because once the older generation has reached a certain age, they need to focus on the next generation.
那么你就会发现，所有的事情第一代的时候非常的明亮，很为主100%的摆上。
In many cases, you see the first generation, they are 100% for the Lord, and it is very bright.
但是等到第二代、第三代的时候呢，你就开始发现，外头传统在，但是里面常常内容就开始打折扣了。
But as you look to the second and third generation, although that outward custom, tradition may still be there, but inside you see that there are compromises.
这个现象历世历代都是如此。
And so throughout the ages, this has been the case.
你在旧约看到如此，到新约也是如此，这是必然发生的事情。
Occurred in the Old Testament, a New Testament, and this is inevitable.
那么，我们注意在主耶稣的这个十二个门徒里头。
And so we see in the 12 disciples of Jesus.
他们从主接受了启示。
They receive revelation from our Lord.
然后他们照着主所给他们的命令，他们把这一个见证从耶路撒冷一直撒玛利亚一直到地极，把它传开了，在他们那个时代。
And so they took the Lord's command and preached the gospel from Jerusalem to Samaria and to the ends of the world.
对第一代的圣徒来讲，他们是忠心的，他们的能力是圣灵给他们的。
And so in the first generation of Christians, we can say that they were faithful and the power is from the Holy Spirit.
教会的成长也是突飞猛进。
And the growth of the church was immense.
所以在短短的三四十年之中，这个福音已经传播了当时的世界。
And so in a period of 30 to 40 years, the gospel was spread throughout the known world at that time.
然后那个第一代的这些使徒们就一个一个寻道而为主做了美好的见证，离开了世界。
And then one by one, the disciples and apostles of that generation were martyred and left the earth.
那么教会慢慢就进入了第二代、第三代的时代。
And then slowly the church entered into the second and third generations.
那你就可以看到教会慢慢就出现了各式各样的问题。
And then you see that all kinds of problems occurred.
那么你去读启示录的头三章圣经，
If you read the first three chapters of Revelation,
你就会发现主写了七封信传给他的教会。
You see the Lord wrote seven letters to the churches.
你就会发现在这个七个教会里面有五个教会是被主责备的。
And you see in these seven churches, five of them were rebuked by the Lord.
教会有各样的不同的问题。
Because there are all kinds of problems in the church.
有的教会服事还是很热心。
Some churches were still fervent in service.
灵性也相当的成熟，能够分辨真与假。
And they were mature in the spirit, able to discern from right and wrong.
但是主说你们那一个起初的爱心失去了。
But like the Lord said, you have lost your first love.
有的教会开始传了一些跟主的话不吻合的真理，的假理应该说不是真理。
Other churches begin preaching false doctrines.
那么有教这个巴兰的教训
，and they teach the teaching of Balaam.
有耶西别的教训
，and the teaching of Jezebel.
等等，进入了这个讲台。
So these and others entered the pulpit.
甚至有的教会主说你们中间有撒旦的座位。
And even for a church, the Lord said that you have Satan's position in your church.
Not position, seat.
A seat.
所以你就可以，你读这些信的时候，你会发现，怎么会主的教会连撒旦都进来了呢？
And so you see, how can the Lord's church have Satan among them?
那有的教会是非常的富足。
Some churches are very wealthy.
什么都不缺。
And they lack nothing.
但是在主的眼中却说你们是温吞水，你们是贫穷瞎眼，赤身裸体。
But in the Lord's eyes, they were lukewarm water and they were naked.
这些事情都发生在90年代。
And all these occurred in the 90s.
因为启示录的这个意象与主的话都是在那个时候赐给老约翰的。
And these things, these were revealed to John at that time.
神把他的老仆人兴起来，来在这一个最危机的关口，来向众教会说话。
And the Lord used his elderly servant to raise these points to the church and to remind the church.
他的年龄应该大约90多了。
And John at this time was about 90 some years old.
照任何的家庭来看，一个90岁的老人，他应该在家里干嘛？
And so in any family, what should a 90-year-old be doing?
抱孙子。
Maybe caring for the grandchildren.
可能是曾孙都不一定。
Or maybe great-grandchildren.
哎，现在我很不太懂的一件事情，就是为什么孙弟兄常常跑加州。
And so one thing I don't understand is why brother son is often in California.
他就告诉我你不知道乐趣在其中。
And so, he tells me that you don't know there's a pleasure in
那有一个磁铁在吸着他，他说，哎呀，我真是想去看他。
There's a magnet there that draws him.
因为他的孙女在那里。
Because his granddaughter is there.
我看到他，我说你讲的话我听不懂。
And so I tell him, I don't understand the words you're saying.
你走着瞧。
And so you go your way.
No. Just wait and see. 所以你就知道做祖父的心情跟做父母的心情是两码子事情。
And so you see, doing the father's things and doing the parents' things, there are two things.
这位90岁的老人90多可能将近100了，他应该是在家里终享天年享受子孙之福的人。
And so this elderly John, he should have been in the family, enjoying his grandchildren and enjoying the family.
但是没有想到他是沦落在一个巴摩的海岛上。
It's hard to imagine that he was actually exiled on the island of Patmos.
他被当时的 Caesar, 这个凯撒叫做豆米田的把他放逐在这一个荒岛上。
And so he was exiled by that Caesar at the time, to this deserted island.
那个时候教会受到很大的逼迫。
And the church was under great persecution in that time.
大家人人自危。
And everybody, looked to themselves.
因为外面的压力太大了。
Because there's great pressure from outside.
那么教会也有很多很多的破口在那里。
And there are many, broken holes in the church.
人能做什么呢？
So what did the people do?
但是神起来为他的教会发热心。
But the Lord came and stirred up their hearts.
神也没有忘记他所爱的仆人约翰。
And God did not forget his beloved servant John.
所以主耶稣在一个主日的早晨向他显现。
So on a Sabbath morning, the Lord revealed himself.
赐给他八个意象来看到神在这个末世对教会的心意，对世界的旨意，对勇士的完成，他的旨意的完成。
And so he revealed eight visions to John to show him his will for the church and for the end of the world, the end times.
因为他是硕果仅存的一个见证人，亲自看过耶稣，听过耶稣，跟随过他，这一生他都侍奉他。
Because John was one who had followed Jesus, who had seen him and listened to him, had followed him his entire life.
所以当这个第一世纪来到最危机的时候，来到这个尾声的时候，神还是纪念他自己的仆人，他的工作。
And so at the end of the first century, when they came to this crisis, God still remembered his servant.
所以神借着他的仆人写了约翰福音，写了约翰一二三书，写了启示录。
And so God used his servant to write the Gospel of John, Revelations, and the three, first, second, and third John.
约翰的执事有他独特的地方。
And so John's work has its unique place.
虽然他跟彼得是同时被蒙召，一个先一点，一个慢一点，差大概一个钟头。
Although John and Peter were called at about the same time.
但是你看到彼得的执事是得人如得鱼。
You see, Peter's work was to be a fisher of men.
他金口一开，传得到主的话一出去，三千人悔改。
So every time he opened his mouth, 3,000 people were saved.
再讲一篇道，五千人悔改。
And another sermon, 5,000 people.
实在是一个大布道家。
And so he was a great evangelist.
实在是得人如得鱼的这样的一个执事。
So he's truly, his work was to be a fisher of men.
但是你读使徒行传，你看不到约翰有什么表现。
But you read Revelation and you don't see any of this from John.
对不对？他好像没有什么福音的恩赐，在这个意义上来说。
And it's like he doesn't have this gift of the gospel.
但是他仍然是被神呼召的一个重要的仆人。
But nonetheless, he was one who was chosen by the Lord.
主好像在他被召他的时候，他正在补网啊。
And when the Lord called him, John was mending the nets.
那么主也一样呼召他，你来跟从我。
But still, God chose him to follow.
所以教会这个网撒出去，带了很多的鱼进入教会。
And so this net of the church was cast and brought many people to the church.
但是经过30到60年的历史。
But after 30, 60 years of history,
这个渔网就有很多很多的破口。
This net developed many holes.
那谁来补呢？
And who can mend it?
神就用这一个老人，老弟兄。
And God used this elderly man.
所以我们在座年长的弟兄，你的前途无量啊。
And so here are the elderly brothers and sisters, You have a bright future.
不是没有光亮的亮，是无止境的无量。
There is an endless brightness there.
你们看看江弟兄就知道了，他90岁，92。
And we can just look at Brother Kong, he is 92 this year.
所以我们不要在那里觉得自己年纪大了，身体也不行了，什么不行了，就觉得主不能用我们了。
And so we shouldn't think to ourselves, oh, we're getting old, our bodies are failing, God can't use us.
是，身体是软弱了，没有错。
Yes, our bodies may be weaker now.
但是我们的灵性应该是一天新似一天。
But our spirit should be stronger day by day.
那个爱主的火越来越纯，叫做炉火纯青。
And our fire, our love for the Lord should burn brighter.
我们在主的手中还可以为主所使用。
And in the Lord's hands, we can still be used.
约翰就是这样的一个执事。
And John was such a worker.
神就在那个荒岛上向他说话，向他显现。
And so on that deserted island, God revealed himself to John.
所以他的福音书，他的书信，他的启示录，是给末世教会 尤其当我们面临这一个转接的时候，面临这么多各样的问题、各样压力的时候，他的指示就显得特别有意义。
And so, the Gospel of John, his three epistles and revelations, we see that it has a special meaning for us now when we are at these end times and the church is in crisis.
我想，不管当时的任何的教会，他的七封信是对着那个亚细亚的教会来说话的。
John's seven letters were spoken to the seven churches of Asia at the time.
那么当然有当时现实的意义，也有预言的意义。
And of course, there was a literal meaning at the time, but there was also prophetic meaning.
那么这个七个教会就代表了当代的教会在第一世纪，也代表了这个2000年教会的历史的众教会。
And so these seven churches not only represent the seven churches of Asia, but also the churches of the 2,000 years in church history.
所以它的意义是众与恒都有了，时间、空间都包括了。
And so the meaning is both, it has length and breadth, and it encompasses space and time.
所以我们每一个基督徒到了今天21世纪的时候，主来的日期，圣经说很近很近了。
And so as Christians today in the 21st century, the Bible says the day of the Lord's return is very near.
我们个人有个人的危机。
And individually we have our crisis.
家庭有家庭的难处。
And the families, they have their own problems.
各个的教会有不同的问题。
And individual churches have all their problems.
我们常常在那边找 perfect church.
And often we're looking for the perfect church.
但是很可惜 ,bad news, 没有一个。
But unfortunately, the news is that there isn't one.
中国话说的不错，家家都有一本难念的经。
And there's a Chinese saying that in every family there is a difficult
problem.
Problem.
Yeah. 所以你找不到完美的教会在地上。
And so on earth, you cannot find the perfect church.
但是问题没有问题才奇怪，有问题很正常。
And so, to have a problem is very normal. To be problemless is abnormal.
That's right. 所以我们不要去说批评这个不对那个不对，这不是我们基督徒的态度。
And so our attitude as Christians is not to criticize. Oh, this is wrong and this is not right.
因为这些问题有他神许可，他在这里是教我们学一些功课。我们做学生的时候也知道，有问题你学的更多。
And so these problems are for us to learn lessons, and we know this as students. The more problems we have, the more we learn.
老师在台上问学生有没有问题啊？没有问题就很紧张了，不知道他到底懂了没有。
Because when the teacher is asking if there's questions and there aren't questions, then the teacher is nervous because doesn't know if the students understand.
但是学生一问问题，哎呀，你就知道他这个问题问得好，他问在点子上。
But once a student asks a question, you say, good question, because it hits the point.
所以我们每一个地方，个人也好，家庭也好，教会也好，我们碰到问题很好，很正常。问题是你怎么样面对它。
So whether it's individually or in our family or the church, once we meet a problem, that's good. But the question is how we face the problem.
约翰的指示就是面对问题。
And so the work of John was to meet these problems.
他把我们带到所有问题的中心点、重点上面来解决问题。
And he brings us to the central theme of the problems to deal with it.
那我们的灵命就更进一层。
And then our spiritual life will grow.
这是神在教会中工作的方法。
And so this is the method of God's work in the church.
那我们来看看约翰的执事他的中心是什么。
And we see what the central aspect of John's work is.
你看他在这里启示录里面告诉我他为什么沦落在这个岛上。
And we see in Revelation why he was on this island.
他杀人了吗？放火了吗？没有。
Was he a murderer or an arsonist? No.
他没有任何的这种世人所看到的罪行。
And he had none of these earthly crimes that people would categorize.
相反的，他告诉我们在第九节。
Conversely, he tells us in verse 9.
他说和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份，为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫巴摩的海岛上。
He says, I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
为什么？
Why?
为两件事。
For two things.
第一，神的道。
One, for God's word.
第二，并为给耶稣做的见证。
And second, for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
这个词汇不但在这一节说到了。
These words are mentioned not only in this verse.
你若往前走到第二节，你也看到同样的词汇。
You see the same words in verse 2.
第二节，约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证。
John bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ.
如果你去看这个整个的启示录。
So if you read all of Revelation,
你会发现这个词汇被反复的使用。
And you see these words repeatedly being used.
那么在这本书这本单单这一本启示录就18次。
And so just in Revelation, these words occur 18 times.
所以你到他其他的著作你看到又更多了。
And so you see in John's other writings, then you see it more.
约翰福音里面这个字就用了这个神的道这个字就用了61次。
In the Gospel of John, this word of God is used 61 times.
所以你就知道对老约翰来说。
And so for elderly John,
他一生侍奉神。
He served God his entire life.
他侍奉的那个中心那个 core 是什么？
What is the core of this his service?
就这两个词。
That is these two words.
神的道与耶稣基督的见证。
These two phrases, the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
所以你看到他的福音书也绕在这个中心上，他现在启示录还是绕在这个中心上，这个轴主轴。
And so you see that in his gospel, he revolved around this theme, and in Revelation, the same.
他说，今天我被放逐在这个岛上，不是因为我犯了什么罪，乃是为了这一个原因。
So today, I'm on this island, not for any crime, but because of this gospel.
我想我们中间有一些人读过尼托森弟兄的传记历史。
And perhaps some of us here have read Watchman Nee's biography and history.
那你就知道他离开世界的时候是在去年在安徽的白毛岭一个农场里头。
When he left this earth, it was the year 1972 in the province of 安徽。
那么人家在他的枕头下发现一个遗嘱。
And they found something under his pillow.
上面就写着，我之所以在这里是为着见证我信耶稣基督是神的儿子，是为着我们的罪死在十字架上。
And so on it, he wrote that I am here for the reason that I believe Jesus Christ is the Savior and that he died for us.
换而言之，这些圣徒们历史历代的。
Another way of speaking is that these saints from the ages,
他们被放逐，被关在牢里，被杀死。不是因为他们犯了杀人放火什么大罪。
They were imprisoned or martyred, not because of any crime.
乃是为着神耶稣基督的见证。
But because of the testimony of Jesus Christ.
而这个世界不能容忍，要把他们除之为快。
And this world cannot endure this, so they want to exterminate them.
所以这个是我们要看见神在这个历史中要向这个世界来表明的见证是在这个中心的主轴上面。
And so we see that the testimony that God wants us to keep, this is the center of it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果我们有这个感觉，我们是来到末世了。
If we have the feeling that we are at the end times,
而且这个日期好像可以倒数计时了，很近很近了。
And it seems like we can count the days, it's very close.
我们对约翰所做的见证就要非常的注意听。
Then we need to carefully listen to John's testimony.
因为神给他的话语是针对那个时代在这个危机中的风雨中的教会的重要的讲话。
Because the words of God for John were important words spoken to the church.
当然这并不是说其他弟兄们的执事不重要，他们当然也是神的仆人所启示的话语。
Of course, this is not to say that the revelation to other brothers were not important.
这乃是说，当我们面临这么多压力的时候，
But rather to say that when we face so many pressures,
教会有教会的压力，个人有个人的压力，家庭有家庭的问题，我们怎么，什么是我们的出路？
In the church, the individual, the family, we have all our problems and pressures. How can we find a way out?
而且这个压力不是越来越小，是越来越严重。
And also this pressure is, more intense as time goes on.
我非常的，我里面有一个很深的感觉，前面的日子会越来越难过。
And I have a deep impression and feeling that our days ahead of us will be more, difficult.
我们以为我们住在美国是人间天堂啊。
And we think, you know, we live in America, it is, paradise.
物质上来说是天堂啊。
Maybe, materially speaking, it is.
但是灵性上来讲差远了。
But spiritually speaking, it is far from paradise.
我们以为在这里是一个基督教的国家，我们可以好好的，不受任何的干涉，信仰自由。我们在这里可以信我们的耶稣，天下太平。
We're here and we believe this is a Christian country, and you know we won't they won't interfere with our religious beliefs. We have freedom to religion.
我们隔壁的邻居叫加拿大。
Our neighboring country, Canada,
当年也是一个基督教国家。
Also, used to be a Christian country.
但是现在，我不知道我们弟兄姊妹知不知道，在那里你如果要当牧师。
But I don't know if brothers and sisters know, to be a pastor in Canada.
你要签一个 agreement.
You need to sign an agreement.
这个 agreement 是说，我不在讲台上讲同性恋是罪。
You have to agree that on the pulpit, you cannot say homosexuality is a sin.
你如果这样讲的话，人家可以告你。
Because if you say so, then you can be sued.
所以你就知道，我举一个很这么简单的例子，你就知道这一切都在迅速的变化。你常常以为没事，其实现在一切都已经正在剧烈的加速的改变。
And so I raise this small example because you see that there's rapid change and everything, is turning very quickly.
属灵的光景也是如此。
Your spiritual condition is likewise.
那么我们以为一切都在平安的时候，祸患会忽然间的临到我们。
Because when we feel that everything is peaceful, then all of a sudden tribulation will come.
你有没有注意到 Chehalis 大水灾前一阵子，那一些人做见证人。
And do you remember the floods around Chehalis a few weeks ago?
那是晚上，这个水灾突然间已经进到房间里面来了。想都没有想到水进来了。
This was at night, and, it was unimaginable at night, all the water came in.
措手不及。
And, there was nothing they could do.
然后一直水到屋顶，淹得看不见。
And some of the areas, the waters rose above the roofs.
在很短很短的时间，灾难忽然间临到，这是现在发生事情的特点。
In a very short amount of time, these troubles come, and this is the special, characteristic of a tribulation.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不要假设天天都是一样，平安无事，不要做这个假设。
So we shouldn't assume that every day it'll just be peaceful the same.
我们需要警醒。
We need to be alert.
在灵性上，教会需要警醒。
Spiritually, the church needs to be alert.
那么到底我们的信仰的核心是什么？我们需要回到约翰所提醒我们的。
And so what actually is the core of our faith? We need to be reminded by John.
那么今天早晨呢，我就要特别从他讲的这段话里头，我提一个重点来讲。
And so this morning I want to raise one, important point from his words.
因为他这里讲到两件事，但是我的时间不能让我讲两件事，我只准讲一件事。
So although he has two phrases here, I don't have time to cover both.
他的两件事是神的道与耶稣基督的见证。
His two things are the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
今天早上我就 focus 在这一个神的道这件事情上。
So this morning I will focus on the word of God.
那么如果我们来看神的道在约翰的身上的认识是什么？
If we see what John's understanding of God's word is in his life,
那你就要回到约翰福音我们刚刚读的第一章那几句话。
Then we need to return to the Gospel of John, chapter 1.
所以请你打开约翰福音。
So please, turn back to the Gospel of John.
这几句话我们基督徒来讲不知道读过多少次了。
And so for us Christians, we don't know how many times we've read these words.
但是我讲讲我个人的经验。
But speaking personally of my experience,
这段话我我不告诉你我读了多少次。
I won't tell you how many times I've read it.
但是我告诉你有一个现象在我身上发生。
But there is something that's occurred in me.
越想越糊涂。
Because the more I think about it, the more confused I am.
因为这里所讲的话都是叫做大话。
Because the words spoken here are large words.
Big words.
Big words.
多大?
And how big?
Blows your mind. 让读的脑袋都发昏。
These words are so big that it blows your mind.
但是我们如果来到主的面前，我们可以求圣灵，真理的圣灵，把这个话打开来给我们，启示给我们。
But we can come before the Lord and ask His Spirit to reveal the truth to us.
你看他在这告诉我们什么叫做神的道。
Because we see here, he tells us what is the word of God.
他第一句话就说神的道的时间性叫做太初就有。
Because he tells us in the beginning was the word.
那也就是告诉我们在这个宇宙还没有之前这个道就已经存在了。
And that is to say, before this universe existed, the word was there.
我们现在都知道这个词 fancy 的词叫做 Big Bang, 就是大爆炸是吧
And so we know there's this theory called the Big Bang.
那么当这个 理论提出来的时候很多人觉得很可笑但是现在06年的物理奖已经证明这物理奖的得主是他做了实验证明 Big Bang 是真的。
And so when this theory was first proposed, people kind of brushed it off. But just last, in 06, there was a physicist who said he proved the theory of the Big Bang.
对他放了这个飞弹火箭到了太空去测量在太空中的温度他测量出来这个 Big Bang 的理论是可以证明的。
And he sent rockets into space to measure the temperatures and other things. He said it's able to be proven.
所以科学家能够用科学的方法来告诉我们解释这个宇宙奇妙怎么发生。
Scientists can use a scientific method to show us how these things happen on Earth.
但是当哲学家来问这些科学家那么在 Big Bang 之前是什么
But when philosophers come and ask the scientists, well, what was before the Big Bang?
这些大头脑的都说不知道。
And all these great minds say we don't know.
在 Big Bang 之前什么都没有。
Well, there's nothing before the Big Bang.
但是圣经告诉我们有东西的。
But the Bible tells us there was
something. 那个会 Big Bang, 那是因为之前有个东西叫做太初有道。
So the reason there is a Big Bang is because before it there was the Word.
那就悬了。哇。我不喜欢中文的翻译大爆炸。
And I don't like the Chinese translation, big explosion.
对。大爆炸你去抱抱看。
So you try to go explode this.
你看那些恐怖分子身上绑着炸弹去炸。炸出来是美女呢还是这个一大堆的碎尸。
And so you see these terrorists, these bombers, they, blow themselves up. What, do you see a beautiful lady come out or bits and pieces?
因为照那个 jihad 的理论，死了后就有72个美女等他们嘛。
Because according to the teaching from the jihad, the after you martyr yourself, then 72 virgins will be waiting for you.
对，所以 bang 一出来没有啊，通通都是粉碎的。
So you explode and you just get.
所以如果我们翻译成大爆炸的话你给人的概念是乱七八糟支离破碎。
And so you say the big explosion and you, the idea people have is just, chaos.
那你去看那个当初把这个理论提出来那个科学家有两个人他们当初用这个词的时候不是指着炸弹的大爆炸不是这样说的。
And so at the time, the two scientists who proposed this theory, it was not to, say that it was like a bomb exploding.
对。他用的这个词 Big Bang 他是模仿烟火烟花
And so this, their Big Bang was to be modeled after fireworks
那我们7月4号会要看烟花 为什么？
And we watch fireworks on July 4th for what reason?
因为烟花好看啊。
Because it's good to look at.
Bang! 有的是大圆圈。
And so it explodes and sometimes it's a sphere.
Bang! 有的时候看出来像一个扇子一样的。
And it explodes and it's like a fan.
有的是红的绿的各式各样的颜色各式各样的 pattern。好看啊
So red, green, all kinds of colors and patterns. So it's we like to look at these.
再配上音乐，那简直坐在那边如坐如如醉如痴，享受。
And then you have company, music accompanied with it, and so you just enjoy yourself there.
对吧？这是我们大家共同的经历啊。
And so this is all our mutual experience.
那发明这个理论人是用这个词，是指着放烟火来说。
And so the people who proposed this theory modeled it after fireworks.
跟大炸弹爆炸跟这个烟花爆炸有什么不同
So what is the difference between a bomb and a firework?
这个烟花爆炸是设计过的
This firework has been designed
它的形状它的时间它的颜色各式各样都是精心设计的
The duration, the pattern, the colors have all undergone design
里面有学问的 有道理的
And there is knowledge and there is intellect in there.
Okay. 所以你就知道这一科学家能够告诉我们其然但是不知其所以然。
And so, scientists can tell us
how.
How, but not
why.
The what?
Why.
The,
对不对
why.
科学家可以用科学告诉我们有这么一个现象但是为什么不知道
They can tell us that there is this phenomena, but they can't tell us why.
圣经告诉我们为什么？是因为道。
But the Bible tells us why, and it's because of the word.
这个道太初就有，老早就存在了。
And so this word was there in the beginning.
在这宇宙什么都没有的时候，就有了道。
Before the universe, there was the word.
然后他说，道与神同在，道就是神。
And the word was with God, and the word was God.
所以这个道是神的发表。
And so this word is the manifestation of God.
那英文翻译就是用这个词叫做 word, 就是话话。
And so the English translation, this word is just words.
都没话说了。但是中文全用这个道呢就很有学问了。
But the Chinese translation is more of a doctrine.
No.
A teaching.
More than that.玄而又玄道能道就非常道了反正就是it's mystic full of mystery
it's full of mystery the Chinese translation
这个里面蕴藏的约翰告诉我们就是神的本身
and so what's hidden in this is God himself
对孕育了神的智慧神的美德神的一切都在这个里面
God's wisdom and beauty and all of him is in the word
没有人知道
and no one understands
有一天神开始表现他的自己
and one day God will show himself
说有就有命立就立
and what he says will be and what he commands will happen
用今天的科学家的术语就是 Big Bang
and so today we have the Big Bang
从无有造出万有
from nothing to create everything
但是科学家所告诉我们是这个物质的世界
but what scientists tell us is of the material physical world
还有属灵的世界
there's also the spiritual world
所以那个丰富还不是这些科学家讲得出来的
and so that abundance cannot be expressed by scientists
所以这个道是叫做充满在一切的里头。
And so this word is found in everything.
万物是借他造的。第三节。万物是借他造的。
Were created by God.
凡被造的。没有一样不是借他造的。
And without him, nothing was made.
从物质的世界来看这个美丽的世界是借他造的。
We see this physical world, it was created by God.
那个无生命的是他造的。还有他说有生命的也是他造的。
The inanimate and the living were all created by him.
生命在他里头这生命就是人的光。
And so life is in him, and he is the light of man.
我想这句话所讲的生命还不是指着物质的生命说的。
And I believe this life is not just a physical life.
是指着属灵的生命。
But rather,
神的生命说的。
It speaks of a spiritual life, that is God's life.
所以这简单的三四节圣经里面所要启示出来的那个道太丰富了。
And so these,
所以 我才说每次读完头都无理无中。
And so these few verses, it talks about everything, and I just every time I read it blows my mind.
太伟大了。
It is too great.
太了不起了。
It's too awesome.
Right. Yeah, great. 这样的道，有一天，约翰告诉我们，成了肉身。
So such a word, as John tells us, became flesh one day.
这么伟大的道，本来是充斥在万有里面的这一位道，他有一天穿上了肉身，道成了肉身，直达帐幕，在人的中间。
And so this word that was once in everything, one day became flesh, and is among us.
充充满满，有恩典，有真理。
Is full of truth and grace.
这件事情什么时候发生？
And when did this occur?
2000年前，耶稣基督降生在马槽里。
2000 years ago, Jesus was born in a manger.
所以这个伟大的神，他一面来讲在万古之前已经存在，可是在时间的里面，他曾经在人类的历史出现过。
And so this great God who was greater than the universe once appeared among man.
这怎么可能？真的可能。
And how is this possible? But it happened.
这就是这一个神的奥秘在肉身显现。
And so this is God's mystery manifested in flesh.
他就是耶稣基督。
And he is Jesus Christ.
这叫做神的道。
This is God's word.
道成了肉身，显在我们的中间。
The word became flesh and dwelt among man.
不但如此。
And not only so.
这个道跟你跟我要发生个人的关系。
This word will develop a relationship with you and with me.
这个道出来的时候，
when this word comes out,
它要来到这个世界来表明这位神，而且告诉我们他愿意住在我们中间，丰丰满满，有恩典，有真理。
This word will come to this world and will show, manifest this God and will give us truth and grace.
这个道不是远在高天，跟我们没有关系。
And this word isn't somewhere high in the heavens without a relation to us.
这个道是它远在天边，但是今天又近在眼前。
Yes, this word is up there, but it is also before our eyes.
多近？ How close?
And how close is it?
就在我们的口中，就在我们的身边。
That is in our mouths and right next to us.
它非常的近。
Very close.
可以在我们里面，也可以在我们的四围。
Can be inside us and around us.
太奇妙了。
It's too amazing.
这就是神的道。
This is God's word.
他告诉我们，约翰告诉我们。
And John tells us.
他就是为这个被关在巴摩海岛。
It was for this that he was exiled to Patmos.
这个道来到地上。
And this word came to earth.
他一直向我们说话。
And it has been constantly speaking to us.
光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受这个光。
The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness did not understand it.
我们以为这个地上的人会拥抱这个道，拥抱这个光，拥抱这个生命，但事实不是如此。
So we thought that people would embrace this light and this life, this word, but this is not the reality.
事实黑暗不接受这个光。
The reality is that the darkness did not accept the
word. 拒绝这个道。
And rejected the word.
这个是从古到今没有改变的事实。
This is from The past till now, this is an unchangeable reality.
但是他说，如果有人愿意接受这个道。
But it says that if there is someone who is willing to accept the light,
存着一个谦卑的心来接纳这个道。
To accept this word with a humble heart,
你就会发现这个道在我们的身上要发生奇妙的结果。
Then you will see that there will be amazing outcomes from this.
在十二节他告诉我们
In verse 12, John tells us,
若有人相信
As many as receive him,
接受他
Accept him,
他就说神就赐给这种人一个权柄
God will give these people the power.
No, 一个权柄一个 privilege.
A privilege.
做什么神的儿女
To be children of God.
这等人不是从情欲生的，不是从人意生的。
And these are not born of flesh.
也不是从血气生的。
Or blood.
乃是从神生的。
But they're born of God.
换言之，这个道叫我们得一个新的生命。
In other words, this word gives us a new life.
这个生命是非受造的生命。
And this life is one that has not been created.
这个生命叫我们做神的儿女不是做任何家庭的儿女不是指着肉身的儿女说的
And this life allows us to be children of God and not any other kind of children
我们跟这个道开始发生一个生命的接触生命新的开始
And so we begin a new relationship with this word
去年十月
Last year in October,
我到昆明的南边有一个小地方叫做澄江。
I went to a small town in 昆明，
叫做澄江。澄江，对。我们这里有没有从那里来的
？Anyone from there？
有没有听过这个地方？有一个、
You've、
两个、有两个、三个，不错。那里有什么特别？啊？对。那我不必讲哦。那边有化石
There are fossils there.
化石就化石，我们稀奇，稀奇啊。
And so, you know, we are interested in fossils.
今天每一个基督徒都应该知道这个事。我不敢说你都应该去，但是你能去你去看看，不能去也要知道。
And I think Christians should know of this at least. If you can't go, you should know.
最起码你到网上去 Google 一下。
Or you can Google this online.
你 Google 一下叫做澄江 fossil 或者澄江 explosion 都可以。
You can Google 澄江 fossils or 澄江 explosion.
或者叫做澄江 Big Bang.
Or the 澄江 Big Bang.
对，这些词都可以去做你的这个 search 的 keyword.
And so these can be your keyword search.
这有什么？就什么稀奇啊
？And it's interesting.
达尔文告诉我们。
As Darwin tells us.
从低等动物到高等动物，从单细胞到复杂的高级的生命表现。
From、lower life forms to higher life forms, from a unicellular to multicellular life.
是演进的，对不对
？It is evolution. Evolution.
那这个演进呢，有一个最基本的前提。
And there is a fundamental principle here.
什么假设呢
？And what is the assumption?
从低等的到高等，你需要什么样一个前提？有一个 prerequisite.
What is the prerequisite to go from a lower life form to a higher life form?
什么？没人讲得出来啊！你们都没有读过，学校没有教，不可能啊
！And what is this prerequisite?
这是这个世界的假理啊，不是真理。但是天天我们都在学、啊。
This is a false teaching of the world today.
时间。
Time, it needs time.
很长很长很长的时间，慢慢低等就会变成高等。
It needs a long time, and for this to evolve.
对不对？同不同意？
Agreed?
就是他假设经过很长很长 millions years, 对不对？很长很长，低等的就会变高等。
So the hypothesis is that it takes these billions of years for this evolution to take place.
要相信达尔文，比需要相信耶稣更难，那个信心更大。
So the faith to believe in Darwin is greater than the faith to believe in God.
你家的垃圾放里面放了 billion years 就变成很珍贵的东西。
So you put out your garbage for a million years, it'll become something precious.
那不管怎么样，就是说，它是经过很长的时间可以演变出来。
But regardless, the point is that it takes a long, long time to evolve.
结果你跑到澄江去看，那边有一个化石群，在一个山叫做冒天山。
And there is a fossil pit in 澄江 there.
他们在那个岩石一层一层里面发现很多很多的化石。
So in the layers of the sediment there, they found many fossils.
那他们读这些古生物与地质的人告诉我们。
And so the paleontologists who know these things tell us.
经过中国的科学家、各国的科学家一起共同发表了这个文章，是研究了16年的成果。
And 16 years of research by Chinese scientists and scientists from all over the world, the results.
他这个成果出来，称这个叫做动物大爆炸。大烟花，我应该还是改一个词，叫大烟花。
They term their findings as the Big Bang for animals.
Kingdom.
The animal kingdom.
他说，在那个化石群里头，他们发现，我们学分类学的叫界门纲目科属种，没办法翻了，就是说有 animal kingdom， 有 plant kingdom， 有什么 fungi kingdom， 就是不同的界 kingdom。
There are different kingdoms, in
animal, plant,
yeah,
fungi, all the. 那么，下一个叫做phyla， 就是门，什么门，什么门。
And then there is the phylum.
对
，category.
那么他说，在这个化石群里面找到15个门。
And so in this fossil bed, they found organisms from different 15 different phylum.
然后到了那个 species 的时候，找到140种。
And then at the species level, they found over 140 species.
然后从最简单的海绵动物，一直到最复杂的脊椎动物，通通在那里。
And so from the simplest invertebrates like sea sponges, to vertebrates, they're all there.
然后告诉我们。在这一个年代之前，就是中文翻译这叫寒武纪，英文叫做 Cambrian period。在这个寒武纪之前的所有的岩石，找不到任何的动物。
And so they said, at this fossil bed, they cannot find any organisms from before the Cambrian period.
那么只有在这个年代之后，才看到动物。
And only after the Cambrian period did they find organisms.
而且他们发现，在这一个寒武纪的时代。低等的、高等的同时存在。
And at the Cambrian period, they found that the lower life forms and the higher life forms coexist.
但是因为进化论是一个宗教，所以没有人敢碰它，就是说了，那你就看中国科学家在伟大的无神论之下写了这么一篇论文。
But evolution is a religion, and so no one dared to disturb this theory.
怎么说呢？他就说，看样子进化论不需要长时间，短时间也可以发生的。
And so they concluded that evolution may not need a long time, it can occur in a short period of time.
所以现在的理论把那个进化树，那个从那个，不是达尔文画了一棵进化树嘛。
And so today we have this evolutionary tree.
就把它改了，叫做进化草。
And so they changed it, and so they changed it to an evolutionary grass.
为什么是草呢？因为什么动物都在一起发生，好像从地里面突然间冒出来。那以前树是要简单的慢慢再才变成复杂，所以这个树已经推翻砍倒，现在换成进化草。
And so it's an evolutionary grass because it all comes up at the same time, not like a tree that takes a while to.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个道的发生，神是说告诉我们，他说有。就有命立就立，而且各从其类。
And so God's word is that when He commands, it will be, and He created them according to their own kind.
对，是一类一类很清楚的。
It's very clear.
所以我们来到主的话里头，你会发现神的话是奇妙。
So we come into God's word and we see that it's amazing.
今天这个话穿了肉身来到这个世界
，because this word came onto this world as
来向我们表明神的自己
，to show us God Himself。
然后这个不是在外面而已，今天这个生命要进来
，this is not only outward, but the life will come inside。
这个道从主耶稣那里再流到每一个相信他的人
And this word will flow from Jesus Christ to all those who believe in him.
所以在我们的身上第一发生重生。
And so in us, first thing is we have this rebirth.
然后你到第四章就看见有一个人他的儿子生病了一个大官他的儿子生病。
And then you see in the Bible, there was an official who had a sick child.
那么要死了。
And the child was to die.
他来找主耶稣。
And the official came to look for Jesus.
意思说主啊你跟我回去给我儿子按手祷告吧。
And so he wanted Jesus to pray for his son.
主说不用了你回去你的儿子已经好了。
But Jesus told him, your son is healed. You can go
圣经就告诉我们那人信耶稣所说的话就回去了。
And the Bible tells us that the official believed Jesus and went home.
果然他的儿子怎么样好了。
And it's true, his son was healed.
所以你就知道神的话有医治的能力。
And you know that God's word has the ability to heal.
神的话出来人的病就得医治。
When his words come out, people are healed.
但是必须是神对你所说的话。
But it must be the word spoken to you by God.
那么到了第五章你又看见。
And then in chapter 5 we see.
24节他说。
In verse 24.
那听我的话又信差我来者的就有永生不至于定罪已经出死入生了。
He who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life, does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life.
第八章五十一节。
Chapter 8, verse 51.
我实实在在地告诉你们人若遵守我的道就永远不见死。
Truly I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death.
所以你看主的话他告诉我们这个道第一带给我们生命主的道。
So you see that God's word first brings us life.
第二带给我们医治。
Second brings us healing.
第三带给我们胜过死亡。
And third, it allows us to overcome death.
第四
and fourth,
你如果去看这个第十五章第三节
If you look at chapter 15, verse 3,
他说现在因我讲给你们的道已经洁净了
You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you.
十七章十七节说求你用真理使他们成圣你的道就是真理
In 17:17, it says, sanctify them in the truth.Thy word is truth.
所以主的话出来的时候它能够洁净我们。
So when the word of God comes out, it can cleanse us.
使我们能够过一个分别为圣的生活。
Allows us to live a consecrated life.
主的道有洁净的能力。
God's word has a cleansing power.
然后主又告诉我们。
And then God tells us.
他说这个道如果你接受但是这个世界不接受。
If you accept this word, but the world does not accept it,
仆人不能大于主人。
A slave is not greater than his master.
他们逼迫我。
They persecuted me.
你们也要为这个道受逼迫。
You will also be persecuted for my word.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So, dear brothers and sisters.
约翰在这里告诉我们。
John tells us.
神的话大有能力。
There's great power in God's word.
他要叫死人复活。
He will cause the dead to raise from the dead.
病得医治。
He will heal the sick.
能够让我们得洁净。
He can cleanse us.
让我们得永生。
Give us eternal life.
这都是我们相信的人所得到的恩典。
And these are all the graces that we receive.
然后警告我们。
And he reminds us.
因为这个道来到的世界被这个世界逼迫弃绝。
Because this word was persecuted and rejected by the world.
凡听见这个道接受的人你们也要经历同样的命运因为学生不能大过先生。
Those who hear and follow my word will also be persecuted because the slave is not greater than the master. The student is not greater than the master, the teacher.
所以我们每一个基督徒如果你活在这个地上
So all of us Christians, we live on this world, this earth.
我们接受了这个道。
And we accept this word.
我们就有心里要有一个准备。
Then we need this preparation.
你要为这个道做见证，付上生命的代价。
We need to be a testimony for this word and pay a price.
对，这个是不是你我的拣选的问题，这是必然发生的一个。你如果有这个道，你的结果就是要被这个世界弃绝。憎恨逼迫
This is not a matter of whether we're chosen or not, but rather that we accept the word, then we will be persecuted and rejected by the world.
因为神的道在这个世界的眼中是完全不能接受的
Because God's word in the eyes of the world cannot be accepted.
约翰的见证就很清楚告诉我们这件事情。
And so John's testimony clearly tells us this.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天在这个地上我们的信仰必须跟这个道发生生命的关系。
Today we are on this world, and our life, our faith, should have a relation with this word.
这个不但我们在经验中我们经历这个道。
Not only do we experience the word,
今天我们要为这个道来做见证。
Today we are to testify for the word.
那你要做见证，你要知道你信什么。
And so to testify, you need to know what you believe.
所以我们要把这个道放在我们的心里。
So we ought to put this word in our heart.
而且是丰丰富富的藏在我们心里。
To abundantly hide these words in our heart.
让我们在这个地上所做的见证是原版的，不是翻版的。
So that our testimony on this world can be a genuine testimony and not counterfeit.
Should be the original. The first generation.
It should be the original first generation testimony.
你个人必须对这个道有直接的第一手的经历。
Individually, you must have this direct, first-hand experience.
不是你爸爸妈妈告诉你的。
Not what your parents told you.
不是教会的长老告诉你的。
Not what the elders told you.
是他们会告诉我们这些事情，没有错。
Yes, they will tell us these things.
我们从小长大也就听他们的讲。
And we grow up and we hear these.
但是这不够。
But that's not enough.
你必须你自己来经历它。
You must experience God yourself.
你自己来寻找它。
To seek after God yourself.
这个道，你必须自己付代价去经验，去吃它，去经历它。
You need to pay your own price to experience the taste of this word.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
特别是我们中间第二代、第三代的基督徒
，especially the second and third generation Christians。
我们不能做第二代、第三代的基督徒。
We cannot be second and third generation Christians.
你必须做第一代的基督徒。
You must be a first generation.
你到底在讲什么？你是不是自我矛盾
？Are you might wonder if are you contradicting yourself?
你注意听，你虽然是基督徒父母家庭长大的。
You may have grown up in a Christian family.
但是你不能以为这样我就自然而然就是一个基督徒。
You cannot think that naturally you are a Christian.
你也不能就这样就认为教会第一代的人慢慢离开了，我们当然就是接班人。
And you can't just think that once the older ones leave, that we will just step up.
这个靠不住的。
This is unreliable.
我们必须自己起来自己来经历这个道在我们个人身上要发生的事情。
We need to rise up and experience this word ourselves in our own life.
对，你自己要去找，要去敲，要去寻。
You need to go seek and to knock for yourself.
你要问。
To ask.
这样你才能够变成第一代的基督徒，第一代的人。
Only in this way can you be a first generation Christian.
这样这个道在我们身上就是真的。
And this way, the word is true in our life.
否则的话，这些都是神学，都是理论。
Otherwise, it's just theology.
它不能够改变我们的生命。
And it cannot change our lives.
在仇敌的面前，你没有力量做走下去。
Before the enemy, you have no strength to continue.
这些日子，我到各地的有这个机会到各地讲道，也就看到各地教会的光景。
And so these days, I have the chance to go to different areas to speak.
我们大家都有个共同的焦虑。
And, many of us have this mutual, worry.
我们看见神在70年代、在80年代兴起了许多的基督徒。
We see in the 70s and 80s, God raised up many Christians.
他们真是把自己交出来，让主来使用。
And they really committed themselves to the Lord to be used by God.
但今天到了21世纪，有没有青年的一代把自己完全放在主的手里让主来使用。
But today, in the 21st century, is there a younger generation that has come out willing to be used by God?
年轻人很多。
There are many young people.
但是 head knowledge 很大头脑的知识很多可是真正走上这条路的 知识很少。
And they have great head knowledge of the Bible, but those who follow the way are few.
所以这个见证如果要往下传的话，接班人在哪里呢？
So if this testimony is to continue, who will take it up?
道，神的道是整个事情的中心。
God's word is the center of everything.
不管你是哪一代。
Regardless of what generation,
你必须回到神的道里头。
You must return to God's word.
把耶稣向我们启示的所有的话语能够完全吸收进来，成为你个人的经历，成为教会的经历。
To absorb God's word, to be your own experience.
这样我们才能面对前面的挑战。
And only in this way can we face the difficulties ahead.
否则的话你就会发现这个见证的火炬就慢慢光就越来越暗，很多的地方你看的都是 一个大洞一个大洞。
Otherwise, you see that this fire will burn lower and lower until many places you see just a big hole.
这是我们青年一代的挑战。
So this is a challenge for the younger generation.
愿主用这个话来激励我们。
May the Lord use these words to encourage us.
请我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你是说话的神。
Because you're God who speaks.
你用你的话创造万有。
You use your word to create everything.
今天这个道成了肉身来到这个地上，要与我们每一个人发生生命的关系。
Today this word has come to earth as in flesh to develop a relationship with us.
我们感谢你，历世历代你都在做工。
Thank you for working throughout the ages.
你拣选了一帮人来跟随你。
And you have chosen a group of people to follow you.
每一代都为着你的名做了荣耀的见证。
Each generation has made glorious testimony for you.
主，今天我们又来到了一个关键时刻。
And today we have come to another critical moment.
教会进入了最后一段路，21世纪。
And the church has entered into the final step, stage, the 21st century.
所有的兆头告诉我们，你来的日子指日可待。
And all the signs point to your return is near.
主啊，我们怎么样面对这个现代的挑战？
How do we face today's challenges?
我们看到许多的难处。
We see many difficulties.
排山倒海临到我们。
And these mountains and waves crash on us.
主啊，求你救我们。
Lord, please save us.
主啊，求你兴起你的见证人。
Lord, may you raise up, people who testify.
主，求你在年轻人中间做厉害的工作。
Lord, do a strong work among
them. 抓住他们。
Capture them.
得着他们。
And gain them
为你的荣耀
for your glory
为你的见证
for your testimony
好叫我们在这个地上能够打美好的仗
so that we can fight the good fight on this earth
叫你的名得荣耀
so that we can glorify your name
主愿你兴起
Lord may you rise up
愿你的教会兴起
and may your church rise up
祷告奉耶稣基督的名
we pray in the name of Jesus Christ
Amen. Thank you